The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
Hi, this is Dr. Nicholas Pennings. I'm Global Director with OPTAVIA and Certified Coach. And we are joined tonight by Marsha Hildebrand. Marsha, are you on? All right.
Can you hear me, Dr. Penning?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were going to be on the call.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes.
And I'm so grateful you're on the call.
I'm glad to be here. So I'll turn it over to you then, because I didn't know if you were on the call, so I was getting started.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know, I just want to share that I think this is my first call since a lot of big things have changed. And I just wanted to share that I am so grateful to have these calls to be able to do for everyone. They are my anchor in the program, and I just want everybody to know that I adore this, and if I can help, this is what I do. And tonight, I really wanted to talk about brain health, but before we get started, I wanted to see who was out there and have them say hello. So you have to press *6 to unmute yourself and say your name and where you're from and what your success is.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Chad Bruff. I'm from Charleston, West Virginia.
Well, welcome.
And so far, I'm on my 5th month of the program. I am a client and a coach. I'm also a truck driver, and this will blow everyone away. I have lost 68-plus pounds in that time frame.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely fabulous. How do you think you've done that?
Just consistency. Just grab a bar every 2 to 3 hours, eat my shakes, and eat my lean and green. And it, like I said, I've never felt better. I can honestly say that. I feel better now at age 50 than I did at 35.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Who else is out there tonight? Don't be shy. *6.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Cliff Hochberg. I'm calling from New Jersey. I've been a successful client 7 years ago, lost about 40 pounds, kept it off for the last 7 years. And I'm a health coach, which I've been coaching probably 2-3 months into my weight loss phase, a new life.
Hi, I'm Becky Harris.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm Becky Harris. I'm out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and I've been with the program for 2 years, lost 35 pounds, and have been coaching since the first week I joined the program, and just really feel strongly. I'm a physical therapist, and I believe that the healthcare system is making it hard for people to get healthy. So I'm going to try it from a different angle now.
Wow. Wow. This seems to be the night for people calling in to say that they've been able to change their whole life. Not, you know, they don't have to work for somebody else. They can work for themselves because they're serving others. It's very inspiring. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I can add into that too, if you want me to.
Pardon?
I can add into that too. This is Janet, health coach. I've been started program 7 years ago, lost 100 pounds. Maintain, continue to optimize my health.
Wow. And where are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, wow. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, I kind of have this presentation I was going to do on optimal brain health. So is it all right if I do that?
Go right ahead.
Okay. With warmer weather and longer days, it's a wonderful time. And this is a presentation that's been done before, but it still holds true. And pumping up your brain health. Most of us regard exercise as a way to look really good, burn calories, and promote overall health. What you may not know is how important it is for your brain health. Studies show that moderate exercise, such as just walking, has dramatic results on our brains. To name just a few, it increases blood flow to the brain, delivers nutrients and oxygen, flushes out and prevents waste and necrotic debris such as beta amyloid toxic protein fragments that gunk up transmissions in the hippocampus, your memory command center, increases neurotransmitters, norepinephrine and dopamine, makes CoQ10 more easily available, boosts neuropeptides such as endorphins and decreases damaging cortisol, plays a key role in lowering blood pressure for people with heart disease, which is more pronounced as we age due to decreased blood flow. It improves congestion and slows Alzheimer's. And I just wanted to say that mini presentation because so many people are worried about their brains and with who just came out that they have Parkinson's, the famous actor. Hello?
Yeah, I don't recall. I know Michael J. Fox, but that's been well known for a while.
Alan Alda, thank you. Alan Alda, when he came out about brain health, and I see so many people developing dementia and Alzheimer's as they get older, and I feel like we have the best solution. So now I'm going to turn it over to Q&A for everybody else that's out there, and thank you for letting me do that.
You want us to go ahead with the questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I have a question. This is Janet from Portland with a question for my client who was going to try to pop on, but she doesn't, I don't think, has cell service where she is. She has just gotten started. She's the first week on program. She is also a nurse. Now, she brought this up. I didn't. She's concerned about gallbladder disease and it being affected, her gallbladder being affected by being on the 5-in-1 plan. And she said she has the 5 F's. I always thought they're called the 3 F's, and I don't know if either of you want to explain that to other people. I didn't say it to her, she said it to me, but she was concerned about that and wanted to get your thoughts on that. She was wondering if additional multivitamins, probiotics, fish oils, and omega-3s would help her protect her gallbladder.
So I can take that. I don't know that I want to venture into naming the 5 F's. Not very flattering, but
no.
It is, you know, certain age, time in your life, you're a particular risk of gallbladder disease. Obesity is a risk factor for gallbladder disease. And so that is a concern. And when you severely restrict your calorie consumption, that can increase your chances of developing gallstones. And the way to counter that is to make sure that you have a certain amount of fat in your diet. So that's why with the 5-in-1, that if you are opting for the leaner or leanest options of protein in your lean and green, then you need to supplement some additional fat. Take some additional fat in your diet. That keeps the gallbladder working well and prevents gallstones from forming and prevents you from developing gallbladder disease. So that that is the rationale behind it. Omega-3 is a healthy fat, and so there's a benefit there, but just taking an omega-3 supplement is probably not enough. You just want to make sure that you are using those healthy fat servings that come with that are recommended with the leaner and leanest options.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well said.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, can you
yes.
hear me? Yes. Hi. I have a question for my client, too. So it's her second week on the program, and she's been finding that, you know, she has a lot of gurgling in the stomach, makes a lot of noises where other people can also hear, you know, the sounds of hunger, but she's not hungry. And she's been having this strange kind of a burning that happens when she has bowel movements. It's subsided since she started, but off and on, it still comes back. And I've just told her that it's just, you know, her body getting used to the program, being that it's she's just 2 weeks into it, and it could be again the soy because her body is not used to it, though she's not allergic to anything, but again the difference in her dietary intake. But I just wanted to know from you if there's anything that she could do to just alleviate those symptoms until they go away on their own.
Marcia, do you want to take that or do you want me to?
I'm going to let you take that.
Okay. All right. So the term for those sounds that you're, the medical term for that is called borborygmi, which is an onomatopoeia. It sounds, you know, one of those words that sounds like what it describes. The borborygmi is the increase in sounds that your intestines make. And that usually indicates some air, some increased activity in what we call peristalsis, which is the movement of that's created through the intestines that allows things to move through. And when you make a significant change in your diet, it's not uncommon that the new foods may increase gas production or may have some other effects. And in particular, with Optavia products, you're consuming more fiber, which can stimulate some gas-forming bacteria to grow. You have increase in protein, and sometimes people take a little while to adjust to that, and so the digestive enzymes can, you know.
You're breaking up a bit. I'm sorry, I can't hear that.
I'm sorry. That Beano is a supplement that you can get over the counter that can sometimes help with that digestive process. It's not harmful, it's not dangerous, and it's uncomfortable and maybe socially embarrassing sometimes, but outside of that, it should pass and subside with little time.
Yeah, okay, all right, great, thank you.
What kind of burning is she having? Where is that burning coming from?
It's coming from, you know, where she's having her bowel movements from, in that area.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's something.
Is she having diarrhea as well?
No, she's not. Yeah, and that's something I had never experienced any client have, and I I told her nutrition support said please ask her to see her doctor because they were also not familiar with that one.
Yeah. You know, if she had some change in her bowel movements, you have a small tear in the anus that can be caused from burning and pain with that. So that's something that should be checked because that can be easily treated.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hello.
Somebody's got. Yeah.
This is Valerie from Ohio. I was just going to say something about the last person that was just talking. When I started the program, I had the same thing as your client. And my sister is a is very healthy and very into nutrition and stuff like that. And she had told me at the time to try fennel seed, which is over the counter, and it's for breath and digestion. And I have always done that. I've done this for probably about 10 years. So, and it also helped me with the program. And I've been on the program for, well, I've been with OptaVia since 2015. And I've lost 57 pounds. And I am a health coach. So anyway, fennel seed is really good. It's great for your digestion. It helps with those gas bubbles. Every once in a while when I go back on plan, I tend to get, I have IBS. And I have diverticulitis. I've talked to you guys about this before, but I tend to get very gassy and gurgly and everything. And once I take the fennel, it seems to help me right away. Everything starts to just, you know, kind of dissipate. Is that the word? Yeah. And
yes.
Goes away. So you might want to try that. GasX, they say, I've heard you guys say GasX before. But the fennel seed is over the counter, and the one that I have is Nature's Way. You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it over the counter at CVS or Walgreens or wherever. And it helps wonders. It's natural and it's really good. So that might help her. So you might want to try that. Okay.
I would suggest it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Sure. Good luck.
That was great to know. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, do we have another question?
I have one. This is Tina from Charleston, West Virginia. I'm Chandra's wife, team truck drivers. My problem is kind of on the same note. I don't have stomach gurgling or anything, but I stay constipated.
Oh, you want me to take this one?
Sure.
One of the things that I found works is you can use the store brand Metamucil. It's a fiber powder, and Kroger has it, Walmart has it. It's sugarless,
yeah,
it's colorless, it's odorless, and look at, you know, water. Look at the vegetables you're eating, and do you normally have a problem on and off with constipation, or is it just from starting the program?
But on occasion, but not constantly like I do now. My weight loss has been good. I've lost 47 pounds, but I'm really struggling taking Delcolax. Frequently.
Yeah, that's a stimulant, right? To help you.
Stool softener.
Ducasate is a stool softener. Dulcolax is a increases motility. At least certain forms of it increase motility in the bowel. So. But great. Congratulations on your weight loss. That's awesome.
All right.
You want to make sure you're drinking plenty of water. That's also a key thing. So if you restrict your water, you can be more constipated. So a stool softener or increasing fiber, as Marshall had recommended, are some initial steps. Next might be using a natural vegetable laxative like Senecop. And that can be combined with the stool softener. And then
like
if
what?
That doesn't work, like Senecot, S-E-N-E-K-O-T.
Okay.
Is available over the counter. And so those, usually one of those helps, and they're safe to take on a regular basis. And then if that's not sufficient, then Miralax is another item that's available over the counter.
Okay, Why is it happening with, you know, the probiotics and the fiber?
Right. I mean, one of the things to look at is it hard to pass a stool or is it just less frequent? And when you are on the program, you're consuming less food, and so it's not uncommon that the frequency of your bowel movements go down. And that's not really constipation, that's just less stool formation. If it's hard, then it,
yes,
maybe that your body is just having some difficulty in digesting some of the foods that you're consuming, and that is slowing down your motility, and in turn causing constipation. We find different responses to different people with different people. The probiotics certainly help to reduce that and help to maintain a healthy bacteria in your gut. Drinking water is helpful. Getting regular exercise, the activity helps with movement through the system. But some people are just slower, you know, have slower moving bowels, and when they cut down on their food intake, that decrease in volume of food results in slower movement through the system and then harder stools.
Okay. So it's nothing really to be concerned about.
As long as you've been getting your regular checkups, if you're over 50, you should have a mm-hmm. colonoscopy. You know, make sure there's no other reason.
I'm 57, and I did have a colonoscopy probably about 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. And as long as everything was okay. It may be just, uh-huh. you know, with the change in the diet, the difference in how things are moving through your system.
Okay. I have a friend. Can I ask another one? I know that it's supposed to help diverticulitis. Well, I have a friend that has, I'm not sure I'm saying this or spelling it right, gastrogreces, which
mm-hmm.
you're not supposed to have fiber, foods with fiber. There's nothing on this plan that could help. Am I correct?
I don't know about not having fiber in the diet.
She's only supposed to have root vegetables, the ones that we're not supposed to have, and she's only allowed like pears and fruits as far as fruit.
And that's what her doctor had recommended?
Yes.
Okay. I have to defer to that. Gastroparesis is when things don't move through your system like they should. So you have decreased motion through the system, and that can be problematic if things back up. So if you take things that are too high in fiber, then it doesn't go through like it should, well, that obviously can cause some complications there. But I'd have to defer to their physician for their dietary recommendations, because that's not always the recommendation, but there may be other extenuating circumstances there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Oh, go right ahead. Hi.
Hi. My name is Ann Carter. I'm a health coach. And just another thing that I'd like to remind, and I know, Marcia, this is Marcia, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You are Marcia, right? Yeah. You have also spoken about the flaxseed as one of the healthy fats that we use, is also a good way to for helping mobility. But also smooth move tea. I know, mm-hmm. have y'all not heard of smooth move tea?
Yeah.
I think Lori used to talk about it.
Yeah, Lori. Smooth Move Tea is a great product that I recommend to my clients, because it's all natural and it's on the shelf. And so I know that when we use the Metamucil sugar-free, I know that we need to count that as, isn't that a condiment or a snack because of the carbs that are in that? So, because I have some people that have used it, and I think Nutrition Support considers that a snack because it's got 5 grams. Yeah, I think that they do. if it's not considered a snack, it's certainly considered a condiment. So I just wanted to bring that up. But Smooth Move Tea is mainly why I, you know, just wanted to put that out there for the callers to hear about using that as opposed to, you know, the other things that we've suggested tonight. So yeah.
Thank you. That's a great suggestion.
Thank you both for being on the call and being the leaders here. We really appreciate all your help and advice. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Mom.
Yes, you're welcome. We have time for one more.
We sure do. It's only 8:26.
Can you hear me? This is Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Oh, good. This is Marie in New York. I went on plan in December, and I lost 20 pounds by February. I have been in maintenance, and my niece asked me to coach her, so I started coaching. So now I have two questions. One, I have a relative who has been on long-term prednisone. He has he has COPD, and he 2 years ago we thought we were going to lose him, but he has come back, and he has a lot of issues with it, but he wants to go on plan to lose some of his belly fat. According to nutrition support, he could lose weight, but it may take him longer. Is that your experience with this? He's on prednisone.
How many milligrams?
Yes. Right now, 12 milligrams, and it's been coming down, but he's been on long term.
How many
prednisone.
Milligrams?
12.
12?
That's okay. Pretty low.
Yeah, as long as it's less than 20, usually you're okay. But it may be slower. Prednisone tends to cause your body to hold on to weight. And so weight loss tends to be slower. But, you know, it's not just about the weight loss. It's not just about the change in the weight. It's about the impact on your health. And one of the things that prednisone does is it tends to make your sugar go up and make you more vulnerable to diabetes or more resistant
yes.
to your body's insulin and complications that way. And this
yes,
program,
we're losing
I find,
you.
So I find this program so beneficial for that when you're on prednisone, when you're on steroids, the last thing your body needs is a lot of sugar or a lot of starchy food, because that just fuels the fire of prednisone. And so by shifting to the OptaVia program and reducing the carbohydrates that you're taking in your diet, and shifting your body to that fat burn, and it helps to reduce any of the damaging effects that we find with prednisone in terms of raising your blood sugar, helps it to control it better, and really helps to improve your health. And that's what we do this for, more than any how fast you lose the number on the scale. It's really about the improvement in your health, and that's what we see with the prednisone, you know, with doing the program. So yes, the weight loss will be slower, but the health benefits won't be any less.
Okay, very good, thank you. My other question is, I have a friend who has latex allergy. She's actually a dental hygienist. She uses whatever the other type of gloves are. And whenever she goes to a restaurant, she always has to inquire if they prepare the food with latex. So she really wants to go on this program because she seems to be having a lot of health issues. And she wants to feel better, besides losing weight. I think everybody wants to lose weight. But I did hear from Nutrition Support that they said not all the factories that make the product are latex free. I can't even imagine what they're doing with the latex. I would imagine it's machines that is doing, you know, preparing the product and packaging it. Is there anything, like, am I supposed to be concerned with anything, with her to try it if I gave her some fuelings?
Well, I would think that depends on how severe her reaction is. So,
okay.
Just like with peanuts, some people, if they have any contact with any kind of component of peanut, they have an anaphylactic reaction, and those reactions can be fatal. So it depends on the type of reaction. If it's an irritant, if it just causes her lips to swell or, skin to get a rash, that's one thing. But just
kind
of breathing, that's obviously a much more serious issue.
Okay.
Yes, any of that at all. So if there's any impact on breathing.
Trying to cut you short, this is something that I personally would like to know as well. But it's 8:33. And,
okay, I'm sorry.
No. These are great questions, but I want to be able to end the call so that people can go on to the Habits of Health webinar. Yes. So
okay.
I want to thank everyone who participated on the call tonight, and you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast and or hear a few weeks prior recordings of these helpful calls on your health coach's co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call will be available there within 48 hours. If you have any questions in between support calls, please connect first with your health coach, and for additional help, please email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And again, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually began a few minutes ago. To access the webinar, simply access Zoom by logging into zoom.us on your computer, or download the free Zoom app on your phone, click join a meeting, and then enter meeting ID 113-312-513. Congratulations on investing some time in your health this evening. We're so glad you joined us. Have a great night. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.